I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, June 4th, 2012, to order, and call upon Commissioner Straffes for an opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, Father, and we thank you for the rain that we had over the weekend. And Lord, we just ask you to be with each election official as they go about their business this week. Father, that you would help them, and as they turn to you for guidance, that you would freely give them wisdom and understanding of how they should conduct their offices. And Father, we just ask you to be with all the military families and the individuals serving, Father, that you comfort them and keep them safe. And Lord, we just thank you for this summer weather. And Father, we just ask you to continue to bless and watch over all the citizens of Taney County. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes?
I don't believe there's any.
None available.
Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers?
We have one accounts payable that wasn't approved last Thursday, and this is offense bill invoice from the tornado that got repaired. We did receive the check from the insurance company, so this is just the payout of what we were paid. So I'm going to move that we approve check number 329212.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve check number 329212. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Agenda request review.
Place a list in front of each one of you. If you would take a look at that, there's some updates on there as well as some new requests.
On number four, I've already met with the people involved in that. I think it's up to you gentlemen before we actually schedule a group meeting.
No, I haven't met with them yet.
Okay.
I had a meeting scheduled, and that was when my mother was ill, so I'll try to re-establish that.
Okay. So just whenever we get individual, we need to have these meetings before we have a group meeting. So. Number six, is that a new request, Nikki, for court orders and abatements?
Yes.
Is that something we can do Thursday, gentlemen?
Yes.
So number six can go Thursday.
What's the question on number five?
It was a request that we received an email. And so I know that our attorney is going to meet with that individual today.
Today, prior to your executive with our attorney.
The email come to all of us?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It was a couple weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
The 23rd, around the 23rd.
I have a copy of the email if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So anyway, Frank's going to meet with us and give us a recap of that meeting, correct?
I'm sure he is.
Okay. So that's number five.
How much time do we need with R&B?
They requested
45
minutes to an hour next Monday.
We give them on Monday? I wonder if they can meet Thursday. Monday's all right, but...
It's whatever they want.
Can you check with them?
So Thursday's fine, but if they want to wait Monday, that's fine too.
Yes.
Okay. I see that you've supplied to us a noose ordinance from Boone County. This is what Jim Berry had from the health department.
Correct.
So we just got to review this and then...
Or if there are additional questions that you guys have, Mary Ellen offered to
to send out an email blast to some first-class counties to see how they differ from Boone County.
Has she done that?
No, I don't know the question. How about yourself? I forwarded you an email for
Well, probably what you do is probably review this between now and Thursday and then see if we're ready to schedule it.
Could you get a card from us to sign to send to her? Her husband had serious surgery.
Yeah. I know that some of the things in here we won't want to apply, we don't want to impose, like page 3, section 6.3.14. So what I would say is we probably need to review this first. Go ahead and send an email out to all the other first-class counties, see if we get any more responses before we schedule this. I'm not ready to have the meeting yet with Jeff Merrill and Sheriff Russell yet.
Would you like me to respond back to Ms. Mary Ellen?
Actually, I think that this needs to go to our council. If Boone County feels that they have the legal authority to establish this and to have teeth that are in it, that has to come from somewhere within the statutes. And that's really what we're after, is to find out where.
There's nowhere.
They give a statute. No, they don't give a statute.
I'm in agreement with you, Ron, on...
Well, there's no reason to even send this to the attorney. If they don't refer to a statute, and we know there's no statute...
Well, that's one of the questions.
They gave the 6-2.
Oh, there it is, 67. Uh-huh.
And it may be that they had specific laws that were passed for their county, but what we need, I think, to have Mary Ellen discover is under what statutes do different counties derive their authorities? Are those statutes, or do those statutes only affect their counties? Does that make sense, guys?
Yes. Yeah, but
that's not.
I mean, we have to have a legal review of it, no matter what, before we implement anything.
Hopefully, we're going to get a number of responses.
Why don't we send this out to first-class counties and see what they have going? And if they can, and that question is, what Missouri statute are they operating this nuisance ordinance under? That would help us because there's got to be something with teeth. Otherwise, we're going through a motion here.
So do you have a nuisance order in place? What statute do you derive the authority to have passed that nuisance ordinance?
Okay.
And under what statute do you find the teeth to enforce the ordinance? Turn, show me.
On the radio. I thought that was funny.
I think that along this number one, we might as well take that off there till we get some language in there that from Randy, from Frank. I mean, it's on there every time, but if there's no need in this.
I think this is one of the items that you guys are supposed to discuss.
Today?
Mm-hmm. The number one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was something I was wanted to bring up because it's been on there. Well, look how long it's been sitting there, and we always get busy with Frank and Pat with something else, but
right.
This needs to be get direction from Frank. So you have direction on number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number one we're going to deal with today.
Okay.
And number three we're waiting on.
I've got a question. If number four, is the way I understand it, is time sensitive, and also there's would be a discussion about us having to, I don't know whether we had enough contingency fund, would we have to reopen the budget? because that wasn't one that they do allow that project to go forward, maybe time sensitive.
Well, I know that I spent an hour and a half with the engineers and two board members about the project, and it opened my eyes to the thinking, the process too they went through. And I'm not saying I'm for or against the project at this point. What I'm saying is I think you guys need to have the same conversation if you haven't, Danny. Time sensitive. I know it may be time sensitive, but
permit wise is what I'm saying. If so, the budget
would have to be touched. Yes.
Yes, because the expense of the project wasn't covered in. Or can we? Well, we have to name it because the pass-through money was.
It's not a project that we decided that we would fund.
Right.
So it's my belief that we need to conduct a budget hearing, public notice, and then have discussions regarding that project to fund it. That's just my thinking on it.
That's what I was wondering. I didn't.
But I'm going to go ahead and meet with an individual or two. That is what we had agreed, I think.
Right.
I'll let Susie know.
I'm sorry?
I will let Susie know so that they are not expecting you to be at the 19th meeting.
Right.
Otherwise, she will pass information on if she doesn't hear anything, that you will definitely be at this meeting.
Could you remind me today to make a couple of phone calls when we come out of the session room? I'll set up a meeting so that I can do that this week.
Okay. I need to review this guy. Okay.
Anything else? Thank you.
Do you gentlemen have anything else you'd like on for Thursday?
Not unless something comes out of today's meetings.
If it comes out of today's discussions, we'll
please let me know. And I'll
put it on. I do know of one item that will probably be put on there from today's discussions.
Okay.
And executive.
Okay.
Let's move on to the dirt agreement. I have a fill dirt agreement. It's requested by Bobby Gross.
Yes.
And by
Reverend
Bob Fawcett.
Yes, sir.
Those are the two of them.
A motion for approval of those.
I'll second the motion to enter into the agreement.
Motion's been made and seconded to enter into fill dirt agreements by and between Taney County and Bobby Gross and Reverend Bob Fawcett. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Email usage policy. Would you like to join us? Both? Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Checking my email this morning, I see that there was a new draft.
Just worded a little bit different,
differently
there in the third paragraph. Which I have an error.
Okay.
They don't get 15 breaks a day.
I don't see 15 breaks.
It should say 15-minute
breaks. Mine does.
Mine does. It says the two
noted 15-minute breaks.
Oh, okay.
Is this the new draft or the old draft?
This is the one that I had this morning, so this would be the new draft.
Okay.
I'm assuming. Let's see what you have on.
Let's see.
Different.
right. I just, for my own purposes, left out the word.
You just put the new one.
Corrected it in your email, but not mine.
Gentlemen, let's take a few minutes to review this.
Now, Linda, as people listen to the silence, what this policy did is brought multiple parts of the handbook where we addressed internet usage or email usage, and we brought it from multiple parts of the handbook and combined it, consolidated to one policy.
Basically, that's exactly right, with updating to be in...
For newer technology.
Yeah. Right.
Back when the previous policy was written, iPads didn't exist or, you know...
And so employees may see this policy and see four pages long and think that we've added a whole lot of wording, and really what we've done is consolidated to one document.
And actually, with Mark's help, taken some things out.
Okay.
Right.
So we're updating from a technology, consolidated from locations in the handbook. So when employees see this, it's not that we've – I mean, I didn't see any major changes in here. I mean, if you want to talk about major changes, I mean
– The major change is the political purposes
in paragraph four. Right.
And then also in distributing countywide sale type things.
Right. What we're trying to do is use the system for county purposes only is what we're trying to do.
Right. And we did have a suggestion from an employee on that I think is a great idea, and that would be to maybe have IS put a web page that would be just for sales.
Like an intranet?
An intranet, maybe classified system or something like that. I mean, we've seen that.
For example, if an employee wants to sell something, they could go to that particular place and post it.
Mm-hmm. Rather than just using the email system or something like that.
When you do have bulletin boards, they can do that too.
Well, they did not have a bulletin board next door.
Okay.
We need to look into that.
You probably need to look at that because that'd be a good place for us to be posting other events.
Right.
But, I mean, I took out the old parts of the old policy, and we're pretty much right at three pages right across it is really just a consolidation.
In reading this before, I think there's a proviso in there. For example, if someone has a health issue and we're wanting to do something to help that particular employee, we still can do that.
That's new, and I put that in.
I did have a question about how the third paragraph reads of the first page.
Okay.
Email is not intended for use of personal correspondence during work time unless emergency arises or directed by the employee's elected official or department administrator or during employee's noted break, lunch break. We're still saying, though, I mean, the system is for county purposes only. Mm-hmm. The way that words, it seems like during break you can use it for personal uses.
So if that's not acceptable, then we can take that out.
Well, I mean, I really think we either it's all or it's, I mean, it's a county system that we support, and I don't know if we really need to be sending personal emails
during their break times.
Well, with the county system. Does that make sense?
Is it, at one time it was a matter of capacity on the servers, wasn't it?
It could have been at one time.
No, we archive everything it's sent. I mean, yes. If it comes through email, I mean, everything has to be archived, and because of our data, our policy on retention, we have to retain every email.
Yeah.
But, Jim, at one time, what I'm trying to get back to is because I don't want to run into that same situation again, didn't we have to purchase three more?
We extended our storage. We did extend our storage.
Right, but it was through, I don't know the right termination
I mean, now at this point, I mean, we don't have any storage capacity issues. So,
okay.
I mean,
we did at one time here. We dealt with that a couple of years ago.
That could be possible, yeah. But
right.
I think we've kind of stayed up on top of the technology at this point to prevent that from happening.
Okay. All right. And that was one of the main purposes that the first
right
policy was wrote, is because we had a problem with the storage and what was available, pictures, videos, things like that that were sent were
right.
taking up
capacity. Those will eat up capacity, but now at this point we're
right.
The policy kind of covers using that, and then we're pretty good on storage right now. So
okay.
and a policy of increasing storage when needed. So it's.
I just wanted to make sure that that was covered from what had taken place in the past.
Yeah, that's all still.
It was really a concern at one time.
And I was just trying not to take away all of their ability to use email, but just not use it during their work time.
How do you guys feel about?
Well, Jim's point is it's still being utilized, and it's a county system that's being utilized for personal purposes.
Right.
Now they have individual email accounts that they can utilize. It's still through our system.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim just leaned over, and I think maybe it would be a good thought if you would repeat that.
Just to enact what we have.
Right.
My thought is this. What we're trying to do is we're trying to address any abuses of the system, okay? But we don't want to completely restrict all the employees from being functional. So what we've done is, I think, good. And maybe what we would say is we'll approve what we have here, monitor it. If there's areas that we've either been too restrictive on or not restrictive enough, we may come back and do another version at a later date. But just take what we have, what you guys have put together first, and this would be a good first step. That's maybe what we need to do, because once again, we're just trying to minimize unnecessary emails. That's all we're trying to do, you know, and that's all. We're not trying to keep people from
absolutely
communicating. Mm-hmm. At least that's not my intention.
I think that paragraph could be rewritten a little bit, just so we're consistent on email usage being county related only. But I mean, for the use of, you know, internet usage during break time or something like that,
right?
That could be kind of reorganized a little bit to cover it in a different way,
right? Because if your internet usage, we don't have to retain, you know, we have our own policies to know where people are going on the internet. We have our own restrictions, but we don't have to keep the data like we do emails,
right?
You know, because we retain emails for at least a year, at least
mm-hmm.
by law, and then so. We can reword paragraph 3 or just take it as it is and just monitor from there. And that's what I'm asking you guys. I think this is a great first step. I really do.
Let's do that. Let's move forward with this
and monitor.
And monitor it.
And monitor it. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and possibly get this intranet.
Yeah, I know Mark can. I mean, I know you guys can do it relatively easily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think a bulletin board would be good. I think an intranet would be great for people to have an avenue to let people know what's going, what postings are out there.
Right.
I think that'd be great.
It's just a more effective way of doing it than just using email.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve Taney County, Missouri's policy for use of computer, email, and internet as presented. And I'm going to, Linda, I don't know if you have a version number on this last one that we just got sent.
I don't.
It was, I'm looking at the email that was dated today at 7:06 a.m. We want to probably put version numbers in the bottom of that from now on. You know, start doing version numbers, maybe the year, the date.
And
the month and the date, maybe just as a version number.
Okay.
But that's what I would say is
the version is
dated 7:06 a.m. sent by you today is the one we were approving.
And that's in your motion?
That's in my motion.
All right. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve a new policy for Taney County for the use of computer, email, and internet as dated at 7:06 a.m. this morning. And Len, I'll give you a hard copy of that I printed off just an hour ago. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Will that version be provided to all of you?
Absolutely. Okay. By today.
Mark, I want to thank you for the work. Appreciate you doing that.
Me too.
You're welcome.
I really thank you.
Glad I could help.
Give that copy to Lynn. I'll give this copy to our girls upstairs.
Yep. And you'll get it circulated, Linda?
Okay. All right.
The correct one?
Yes. With 15 minutes, not 15 breaks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Would you also provide the gentleman that just walked out with a copy of that? Or you've got one there?
I've got one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As our next order of business is a personnel discussion.
Motion to go to executive session pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session under section 610.021 subsection 3 personnel. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Or Danny aye.
Jim aye.
And Ron aye. All opposed nay.
Can we do one thing for the people who are listening? We're going to be an executive for the rest of the day, so there's nothing else going to be broadcast.
Well, with the exception if in fact, we vote upon an issue, then I think that we should come back into regular session and state what that motion was.
Okay. Just they won't know when that is. Yeah. But just we'll come out, they just won't know when.
Oh. Right. But it'll be a part of the formal record.
Right.
He left his case.
Yeah.